it comes. You've never heard before it was made.
Good morning. I am convening today's House Revenue Committee meeting. Members of the committee, we have exactly one thing on our agenda today, and so I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 2519. We have before us the Dash 3 amendments, and we are in work session, but I would like to today invite the testimony of Mr. Salvaggio, who has some words from our treasurer that we would like to have on the record. The treasurer is unable to be here today, but he would like to put some words on the record about this bill. Mr. Salvaggio.
Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the committee. For the record, Mike Salvaggio, Office of the State Treasurer. Treasurer Wheeler was, up until very recently, planning on coming here and addressing you himself, and due to a family emergency, he's very disappointed that he can't make it, but hopes you understand. And he's asked me to read a short statement into the record, which I'll do
forthwith, please. And we'll have it read into the record, please.
Thank you. Good morning. House Bill 2519 comes to you alongside the 2519-3 amendments, which I urge you to adopt and endorse. The amendments replace the unrelated language of the current bill with two primary elements. First, Sections 1 through 5 are a pair of public depository housekeeping measures that warrant little discussion beyond what has already been put on record. Second, Section 6 through 11 establishes the Economic Development Finance Authority. This portion of the legislation provides a roadmap to what I see as a fruitful partnership between the State of Oregon, our existing system of local community banks and credit unions, and Oregonians who are looking for and are ready to leverage economic opportunity. It's a mere first step, but a good one. Oregon's economic development resources are currently spread across different agencies, fragmented and without meaningful alignment or clear priorities. The legislation calls for an interagency board to serve as a strategic coordinator for all of Oregon's economic development efforts. Consisting of the governor, the treasurer, and a third member to be selected, it will be in a position to take a broad view of the state's disparate economic development programs, many of which are run by Business Oregon, and ably so, but many of which are not, and also the resources that could be available for economic development in the future. The goals are to decrease fragmentation, establish clear priorities, and ensure that we get the maximum bang for the buck with the limited resources that we have. The bill also sets up an advisory group made up of representatives from Oregon's business community, banks, credit unions, agricultural community, and other stakeholders to advise on fine-tuning that strategy and recommending further steps. Simply put, the bill provides what we've gone without, a united framework into which we can build our economic development strategy. This entity will simply work within the existing agency framework, and at this point, we are not requesting any changes in the statutory sideboards of any existing funds. But I do expect that we will be able to identify new potential resources and ways to increase the flexibility and scope of the state's efforts. A key element of this flexibility is the built-in accountability. Since the coordination is based on interagency cooperation, the onus is on the authority board to make the case for each cooperative agreement within existing statute and report back to the legislature for any changes it feels are necessary outside of existing statute. This is a careful, measured approach to changing how we think about economic development strategy. Rather than the metaphorical patchwork of subsistence sharecropping into which we've been planting our economic future up until now, this plan provides a wide field for us to put down roots and build something that's truly in Oregon's long-term best interest. We can and will cultivate not only lasting jobs, but lasting sectors for this generation and the next. I'm looking forward to the work ahead, and I encourage this committee to pass the legislation with the 2519-3 amendments attached. I truly believe that it is the right first step on the road to a saner, more productive economic plan for the state of Oregon. Thank you. From Ted Wheeler, State Treasurer.
Thank you, Mr. Salvaggio. I don't believe there are questions of Mr. Salvaggio, but our staff is here. We've talked about this bill. Any questions? We have fiscal...
Fiscal light to move it to Ways and Means.
To Ways and Means, and that is our proposal. Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, I move amendment, the Dash 3 amendment to House Bill 2519.
Representative Barnhart moves the Dash 3 amendments to House Bill 2519. Any objection? So ordered, Mr. Chair.
Madam Chair, I move 2519 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and to a subsequent referral to the Joint Committee on Ways and Means.
Representative Barnhart moves House Bill 2519 as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation and subsequent referral to the Committee on Ways and Means. Any discussion? Representative Blind.
Thank you, Madam Co-Chair. Just a couple of things that I wanted to add to the record, which is, number one, my understanding is that this will not create new costs or obligations on the part of the state, that this is a coordinating commission where each individual economic development tool that is already existing will be assigned. It's my expectation that when those assignments are made, and under the able leadership of our excellent treasurer, he will make sure that staffing comes with those assignments to make sure that we don't put an undue burden on the Treasury, and that they can properly create kind of a one-stop shopping for the business community. And secondly, I also have the belief and the understanding that that this won't be used as a way of generating substantial fees, that there are fees in existence now, that they will continue, and that but that there won't be imposed new and additional myriad fees on the business community. So I think this is a good step, and I'm supportive and hope to look forward to seeing it in 10 years being wildly successful.
Thank you. Representative Pence.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Just a concern. The concept is good. The methodology is complicated, and I'm going to support the bill. I must say I wish we would have had considerably more time to discuss it, but I understand why we are where we are. The idea is, I think, a good one and worthy of pursuit, but that it is, I must say, much of what we're doing here seems to be, I'm not quite sure what the right word for it is. I don't want to say duplicative, because I'm hoping it's not, but we shall see how it plays out. Also, I will support the bill, but it's not without some reservations.
Discussion. I have a statement I'd like to make on this, because I have been deeply involved and watched this progress over the course of the session. Anytime you step out and do something a little outside the box of comfort, it causes a certain anxiety, and I think in this case that is real and legitimate. But I also think the onus is on us as a legislature to do what we can to make sure that economic development is first and foremost. We will not get out of these terrible times without the business community coming forward and new growth, new light, new leaves on the tree of commerce. I believe that putting our eggs in a visible basket and making them more available, which is what I see this bill is attempting to do, is a right step in that direction. The question is always, are the sideboards right? Are the checks and balances right? I believe that with proper reporting and all eyes on this, that if they aren't, we will come back and make them right. But I also think that this is an important step for Oregon, and I am really pleased to see it moving. With that, roll call vote, Carol.
Representative
Vince.
Aye.
Representative Nelson.
Aye.
Representative Reed.
Aye.
Representative
Wan. Aye.
Representative Bailey.
Aye.
Representative Brewer.
Aye.
Co-Chair Barnhart.
Aye.
Co-Chair
Hernandez. Aye. The motion passes, and thank you very much. We are going to close the work session on House Bill 2519 and adjourn the Revenue Committee. Thank you all for being here.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're going to, I didn't talk about Carrier.
We don't need one.
No, we don't need one.
It's going to Ways and Means.
What am I thinking?
Jules, you want to stay here for a minute?
What am I thinking?
Jules, you want to stay here for a minute?